Thank you for joining me for the March Spiritual Recovery Newsletter from Amen, and this is part one. To everything, there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. This morning, I thought of this verse as I prayed for one of my adult children's childhood friends who was found dead early the other morning. He had been in and out of the rooms of AA for 20 plus years. In recent years, he seemed to settle down. He got married, and his wife and he had a baby, and he even had been an example for my kids for getting sober. I thought to myself that if you don't take this disease of addiction seriously, it will take you. Without a solid foundation and faith, these are the types of devastating events in life that are so traumatic that they can turn your heart into stone. Faith also is a replacement for the symptom of the disease. I'm sure we are all experiencing something like this. Being hurt so much, we clench up as much as not to allow any more hurt to come to us. Due to our limited intelligence and understanding, we cannot see beyond our limited senses and knowledge. My experience in and out of the rooms today is that there's so many people of both our younger generation and older generation that refuse to have a personal relationship with God. Of course, this is their journey, and things are going exactly as they're supposed to for them. But I see how they are rocked by the world of duality and the life events like this one above. I only have compassion for them, knowing there is a purpose for everything. I might not like it or understand it, but my faith in God keeps me steady. These types of life's events remind me of a quote that I recently read of a saint, which I'll paraphrase. The sculpture with his chisel and hammer is never as close to its subject as when he is chipping away the pieces which will eventually create his masterpiece, a work of art. An understanding of this for me is, although I may cringe at times at every chip and part of stone that falls off, with faith I can absorb each blow and today accept it with the understanding that the sculptor, God, knows what is necessary to create the finished product. Early on in life, I would try to pick up these pieces of marble that God has chipped away and say, no, I need this piece, and try to put it back in place. Eventually, through prayer, meditation, contemplation of the scriptures, the higher understanding of let go and let God took over. There is a poem that sums up all that happens to us on earth. It's called Development. Once I said to God, "How do you teach us?" And he replied, "If you were playing chess with someone who had infinite power and infinite knowledge and wanted to make you a master of the game, where would all the chess pieces be at every moment?" Indeed. Not only where he wanted them, but where it was best for your development. And that is every situation of one's life. And that was by St. John of the Cross. And in the second part of the newsletter, I will continue to express the importance of developing our relationship with God, self, and others. Thank you. In your loving service, Michael.